Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
With Michael Mercy and Diego Lopez.
I think my phone's getting the
it's doing the
Apple
upgrade?
Suicide.
Oh, man. That's crazy. It's still so... I feel like if they're going to do that, which they do,
yeah,
they should be doing it for, like, say, like iPhone 7s and 8s.
Yeah.
Not 10?
10, yeah.
That's fucking insane.
X. It's the iPhone X. It's the straight-edge iPhone.
Straight-edge iPhone. You go, Google, what's the best bar in town? They go, fuck you. That's
fuck
what
you.
The best bar in town is.
And you're like, thank you. I was trying. I was testing you.
Edge. Revenge. What's that song?
Straight Edge. You just said it.
Okay, cool.
Straight Edge Revenge.
I feel like I had the timing of it wrong.
Straight and Edge and Revenge.
Oh, okay. Revenge.
Straight and Edge. Revenge. Revenge. That's the whole song.
Really?
Kind of.
That's
it. It's like a... Let me look up exactly how
I mean,
short
that genre
is.
Of music is never really known for the length of their songs.
Yeah, but like all the Project X songs are like very short. My old band covered a Project X song and we made it even shorter.
That's so funny.
We made a 30-second song into like a 17-second song.
Jesus Christ. You made a ringtone.
Yeah, we really did. We made a vine of a song. Let's see how long it is. I don't know.
Yeah, kind of reverse Queen.
They make songs
do
long?
They are all their songs long or just Bohemian Rhapsody? Wait, what's the band's super long songs?
Oh, no. Shane's Revenge is a minute and 21 seconds.
How long is Old Town Road?
Cross Me. Oh, no. Cross Me is 9 seconds. And
oh,
I think we made
God.
It even shorter.
Cross Me's 9 seconds?
Yeah, this is the whole song.
Okay, here we go.
And we made it even. We played
so
it
funny.
Faster than that.
You just sped it up?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so funny to call that a song.
It is the song.
I get. I don't. Yeah, I'm not going to argue it. I just think it's very funny to be like, chorus? Nuh-uh.
Uh-uh.
Bridge? You uh-uh. Fucking wish there was.
I mean, let me find. I can find an even shorter song than that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I wonder because like pop music is designed to be as catchy and as like well sellable as possible. So I bet they have a lot of information on what is the best length of a song.
Yeah, I just watched a video about. How music is getting changed now because of Spotify.
Okay.
And it has to be like a certain length.
For Spotify to accept it?
To get like to get money.
Oh.
Or you have to like listen for a certain amount of time.
Oh. So like if you listen for like
10 seconds you don't get
it. Doesn't
it.
Count as a play.
I think you have to get like 30 or 45 seconds in.
Oh my God.
Let's see. This song.
Can't wait.
I would love for it to play. So the track is 5 seconds long and it's really about a 2 second song.
Uh-huh. That's kind of how like the Ben Askren Jorge Masvidal fight is considered 5 seconds long,
but
like,
it's really
2
yeah.
seconds.
And all the lyrics for that, there's multiple words for the song.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know how they say it.
What?
The lyrics are "You suffer, but why?" which are unbelievable lyrics.
Unbelievable lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's just them going. I get them saying "you suffer" a little bit.
Uh-huh. We're done. I don't get anything. I get nothing.
Man, I hope we have to pay royalties. You know what? The song's too short. They don't get any royalties.
They don't get royalties.
For it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Napalm Death.
Napalm Death, man. How about fucking Napalm? Longer life.
Good burn.
Man,
yeah,
time.
Dude, you got them.
Dude, I think they're all great. Like, didn't your band used to have like really short shows? Like,
oh, we would play 11-minute sets. We'd play like 15 songs, and I can like I'll find the
it's
record.
Like a host set. It's like,
yeah. We'd go on tour. We'd drive 8 hours
funny.
To play 11 minutes.
That's so fucking sad.
We thought it was so funny.
It's very funny, but funny does not mean not sad.
Okay.
Yeah, I drove. God, what was that? Like 5 hours to do a 10-minute set once.
Oh yeah.
God, that fucking
oh, wait,
was annoying.
No, this is not the. Nope, that's not the record I was on. Somebody uploaded our whole 7-inch to YouTube for some reason, which is weird.
Without, yeah, not
because we're not like a, like no one knew
who we were.
Let's see. Oh, the Cross Me cover is on here. I can find it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we, this is just where we listen to my band, apparently.
I'm into it.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember exactly where the song is. Because it's for about 30 seconds in so far, and there's some feedback in the beginning. That's the end of the song. Huh. This is a different song now.
Oh, it's so fun.
You can also hear me screaming this one. Right here. It's just me screaming, "I hate my life," which is actually a lot like my stand-up. It's so much like my stand-up, it's crazy.
It wasn't even part of the song.
You just needed to get it out of your system. I was like, I'm gonna sandwich. Let me try to find it. No. I don't know. Oh, let's see. It's way later. By way later, I mean, it's... This is 17... It's 17 songs in 10 and a half minutes. Is our whole record.
That's so funny. Was that like the goal?
Yeah, we wanted to play as short and as fast and as loud as possible.
Uh-huh.
And there was bands that were faster than us.
That's so funny.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's... Okay, it's... Ding, ding.
That was a song?
That was...
That little part there?
Literally.
This is a new song.
So, right here where it goes, crack, crack, that's the beginning of Cross Me. Yes.
I like how you don't even give time in between.
And that's the end of Cross Me.
You're kind of... your guy's band... played the same way that new Jeopardy guy was winning so much money. Like, you just kept going.
We didn't like, and we would get on stage and we would go, "Hi, we're Coughing Fit." And then we would play our whole set straight, maybe stopping to tune, but not talk.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end we would go, "Thank you, we were Coughing Fit." And then we would get off the stage. And we'd also would start like taking our stuff off the stage. Like as soon as like we were, so
we gotta go.
We would get so mad at like, we'd have all our stuff set up and just be like standing there ready to go.
Uh-huh.
And that, like our drummer would set up his whole drum set off the stage if he had to.
Uh-huh.
And then just as soon as the band before us stopped playing, he would just start bringing it on stage. Like, we were such assholes.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And we were just like, yeah. And we would just like play as, we would play as fast and as loud as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And as quickly as possible.
See, because I'm not a big fan of music, and especially not live music.
Yeah.
And the thing about hardcore / punk music, to me, that drives me nuts is all the, like, preachiness in between songs.
Yeah.
Where a lot of singers kind of, like, will tell you about, like, politics and whatever. And yeah. I'm like, I do not give a shit what you think. Or at least, you tell me in the song.
Okay.
Then I'll care. You know, but, like, in between. I remember I went to see, only because my friend wanted, like, he's like, "Come with me." I saw Pulling Teeth in Greenpoint, like, in 2009.
Weird. Where?
And it doesn't exist anymore. Europa.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, right...
Around Manhattan, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's literally right around the corner from my gym.
Yeah.
From my bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Europa.
Yes. I looked at it when we walked by yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the Tear It Up reunion show there, and I got kicked out of my band that I just played at Europa.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So I was with Jamie, who was the first guy to tattoo me.
Yeah.
And he asked me to come to the show with him. And I don't like this band specifically. I don't dislike them. I'm saying I don't know who they were. I didn't give a fuck who they were. And there's like in between songs and like talking, the singer's preaching about like being, not being lame and being cool to people, which like, feel free. But he said, I'm going to say a word I don't ever say, but I'm for the sake of what he said. He's like, "If you think it's cool to call people gay and faggots, that shit's retarded." And it's like, oh, you're so close. You were so close,
sir. So funny.
Because
they were like super, Pulling Teeth was like super, they were like real atheists.
Uh-huh.
They like really liked to talk about how God was fake or whatever.
Sure.
And they also were vegetarian, mm-hmm. I think.
So funny to make a stand about being vegetarian.
Yeah.
But I guess early 2000, whatever. Yeah, fine.
No,
fine.
I mean,
whatever.
Earth Crisis
fine.
Was vegan in 1992.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a little behind the time.
Fucking do it, I guess. Yeah, do it or don't. That's yeah. What, you know, get out
gluten is not good for you.
Dude, I'd love to be the celiac disease band. I just have a sign.
Oh, that's so funny.
I have a sign that's like a loaf of bread with a circle and a line through it, and I'm singing about how
grain-free, hate-free.
Grain-free, hardcore.
Yeah. This is a bit. This is a funny bit.
It's, well,
I mean,
that's
not
okay.
Like a visual, but not like an actual comedy bit. Whatever. I feel like atheism at this point is just so comical to be like
to care about
to
it.
Exactly. To be so angry against it, to like, because almost promoting it to a degree. Like,
yeah, I guess I get it. Like the people that I knew that did it that were from like the South,
yeah,
where it's like
right.
Still super Christian, mm-hmm. and all that shit. But it's like, yeah, man, I grew up in New York. Like, no one cared.
Yeah.
I went to church when I was young because I had to. And then I went, hey, I don't want to go to church anymore. My family was like, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, there was never like a burning desire
right.
in my life.
Right.
To
no,
be
for
like,
sure.
Fuck the Catholic Church. I mean, I don't like them.
I don't care.
I like the guys.
Yeah.
I
think what they do is bad.
But also,
I don't care. I got a lot of things. Well, I don't have a lot of things going on, but I don't.
I'm busy
not caring.
Yeah.
I'm so busy not caring. Yeah.
And now you want me to care?
No, man.
Unbelievable.
There's worse things.
You should have told me to care before I stopped caring. If you
send me an email.
You know? Hit
I
me
look
up
at my
and
emails.
Be like, hey man, you're gonna want maybe want to care about this in the future. And you go like, okay,
all right,
I'll think about
fine.
It. I'll think about it though.
I'll keep that pilot light on. But
I'd love to keep the pilot light on, just in case my pilot can't find his way home.
Mm-hmm. You gotta keep the light on for mm-hmm. him. We'll keep the light on for you.
That's what happened. That's what families who the dad is a pilot, uh-huh. that's what they call the porch light. The pilot light, so he's like, come on, daddy, gotta get home.
He just crashes. Yeah. I'm home. You make your fucking way home.
Okay, but if you were a pilot,
mm-hmm.
how long
I love this already.
Would it take you to lose your mind and crash the plane?
What do you mean by lose my mind?
Where you're like, I'm taking us all down. Fuck
because,
this.
Probably a couple years.
Either because of the job or
just
not because of the job.
Not because of the job.
A couple years?
Couple years.
I don't think you want to die.
I don't necessarily. No, I'm not gonna. I joke about it, but no, I like life. Life is pretty sweet.
I don't really like it.
It'd be weird to
be dead.
No,
I think
because
it'd be awesome.
The thing about being a pilot is it's a very scary and very dangerous and very impressive skill that none of us give a shit about. We kind of forget it. You know, like it's like
yeah,
it's so mundane, but it's so like. 50 years ago, whatever, 80 years ago, how did the fucking plane start flying? It's like crazy. This like
1922?
Was that really that long ago?
1917.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
No. 1917 is World War One.
World War One.
When did the Wright brothers fly that bitch-ass plane of theirs?
27 sticks out to me, but I don't know if that's right.
We find out.
We should find out, because I'm...
Okay, we keep talking about how impressive it is.
It's impressive. And it's like, we just don't think about it. I don't think they get paid very much. Nobody wants to be pilot.
I think they get paid really well.
1903.
1903.
But that was like the Wright brothers, weird.
Yeah, how
plane.
Long between Wright brothers and commercial flights? That's
let
a great
me
question
get back
I just
to
asked.
On that one.
50s?
I feel like I the assume 50s. Somewhere in the 50s.
But also, that's just the first time of like.
I remember hearing this fact, and it's kind of crazy, that between the time between the first flight. To the first atomic bomb being dropped from a plane was 50 years.
1914.
Were commercial flights?
And that's pretty fast.
That's when commercial flights began.
That's impressively
and
fast.
And honestly, they didn't really become terribly popular until the 50s. Mm-hmm. That's when they became
post World War II.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite wars. French and Indian?
It's one of my top two world wars.
Yeah.
I'd say.
It's in the top two because there's only six.
Yeah.
What? I'm from the future.
More like World War 69.
Well, thank you, sir.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
How are you?
Yeah, number one.
We just did a cool handshake that nobody saw.
Nobody saw it.
Welcome to A Little Time.
Yeah, man, what's up, baby?
I'm Mike Abruzzi, you know that.
Ha,
Mike
Abruzzi.
Diego Lopez. I don't think we have to introduce ourselves every episode.
What if it'd be weird if this was someone's first episode, but I guess when you look at a podcast, the newest episode's at the top, right?
Yeah. Nudist episode is at the top.
Newest episode.
The nudist.
Nudist.
You should definitely introduce yourself, because if the podcast continues to grow, it would probably be good for people to know who they're listening
this
to.
This isn't going
to
grow. This is for 17 people. I think
we have 20 people listening.
Thank you.
I'd like to say that our podcast is a shower, not a grower.
It's pretty good, but hey, that's about as good as it's going to get.
Hey, baby, if this is your first time listening, I'm sorry. And really, really get ready for a... This is... We've been low on cum talk.
Uh-huh.
So...
Should we amp it up?
No, I mean, this is this episode. Which we don't have to talk about cum every episode, but I just did... I did
immediately.
Open the gates.
You fucking unlocked the gates.
Bam, bam, dee, 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 dee,
Boomer is gay.
It's me, Mike Maron.
Hey, there he is. Does he have a co-host?
No.
Who do you think he is? You gotta have a co-host.
I don't know, man.
I'm Barack Obama.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he was on the episode. I saw the president.
I saw a woman yesterday on the street.
What the fuck?
And yeah, that already pissed me off. And I was like, get inside. Uh-huh. But she was wearing a hat that just said, I miss Obama. And I was like, I want to throw you in the fucking river. I hate you, you fucking coward. Live in the world we're all in. We got ourselves in this mess.
We're here.
And we have to fucking
deal
figure
with
it out.
All
I
this
miss
nostalgia.
Obama. Shut up. You're the reason why he's in the office.
Was she a white woman?
Yeah, like
older. Is
that
who we're blaming for this?
Probably. That's who I've been blaming for most things in my life. White women, and also white passing Hispanic women.
Aww.
I'm sorry. Those are the other kind of women I've had sex with.
Hey, you know what? When you have a wheelhouse, you fucking got a wheelhouse.
It's like I'm paying a mortgage on this wheelhouse. Am I not going to be in there?
No, man. I got to be in it. I'm squatting in this fucking wheelhouse.
I'm saying, you want me out of my wheelhouse? Evict me.
Yeah.
Take me out of here.
Get me out
Physically
of
remove me from my wheelhouse.
Do something. Can we do this sooner? Because I'm a little bit,
you want it now?
I need to get going.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Let's hit it.
I thought we just said we'd get started, dog.
Okay.
I'm fucking not ready.
My phone is not unlocking,
okay.
And now it has unlocked.
Dude, that's so sick.
And now we are at the thing that I need to open, and
goes.
We're about to get into the...
Here we go,
baby. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, I need a hit. This episode, there's only so many energy drinks, and honestly, we're not going to every bodega on the planet. So we're doing Red Bull, but we're doing their purple edition, sugar-free, acai baby. Baby?
Acai
berry. Acai baby. That's the name of my new restaurant, and we serve babies. It's
That made me cry a little bit.
It vitalizes body and mind, 15 calories per can.
15 calories?
That's not much.
I want it to be zero.
Zero calories.
If you're going to be sugar-free, be zero.
But you know, it's got taurine.
I love taurine.
Xanthax.
My favorite car is the Ford Taurine.
Ford Taurine, citric acid, sodium citrate, natural.
Just take a
artificial
hit.
I need some so
just
bad.
Just take a
it's
hit.
It's purple and beautiful. Here we go.
Oh, you're taking a big daddy chug. How you feeling?
Whoa. Oh, it's so weird. Okay.
I've had this before.
You've had it? I've never
I
had this.
Fucking hate it.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's
so
weird.
Bad. I think it's bad, and I think that they are bad people for making it.
It feels like someone put like gummy bears in water, mm-hmm. and then
took the sugar out somehow,
yeah.
And then
weird.
Put a little bit of vinegar in it or
I
something.
I don't like this.
I hate it, and it's bad. It tastes like medicine.
Mm. Yes.
It tastes like grape...
Robitussin.
No, fuck. Not Dramamine. A medicine.
It feels like a Flintstone chewable drink.
Yeah, it does taste a little vitamin-y. You keep drinking it.
Yeah, I need it. I'm fucking...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm beat. Two. I'm going to say it right now.
Two?
Two.
I'm doing finger a little.
Oh wow!
Can you take a little pick of the
drink? Yeah, I'll get a
drink.
Pick of this.
This
one.
Is I got a new tasting style.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna get a portrait mode of that. There you go. Wow! Can you turn the can so I can get the label on the?
I mean, I can't.
Oh, you can't actually.
Wait.
There we go.
About that way.
There,
God, that is. I still taste it. It's not good.
Yeah, Leif, you don't like it either, right?
Oh nah. Yeah.
It also smells very strong.
It also sucks ass.
Yeah.
Man, I hate it. That's oner. That's a one for me, dog.
Yeah, that's bad.
Nothing redeemable about it at all.
I'll give it a two, just because like the sweet, like the initial taste wasn't great, but I was like, all right, that's fine. It's an energy drink, but immediately the aftertaste was gross.
It tastes like a dollar store energy drink.
Yeah, yeah, which we keep having these.
Yeah.
There was one energy drink from the dollar store. It was called Rip It, and it had a big orange X on it, and I really liked it.
Oh, did we try that one?
I don't think so. Oh, no, maybe it wasn't Rip It. Maybe it was something. Maybe we tried Rip It, and it was, I'm thinking of something different.
Well, okay.
But it was like, it had a big orange X on it, and it was like, yeah, it's bad.
So, 2-2-1?
One.
Wow. So, sorry, Red Bull, purple.
Purple, acai bullshit.
Not good. Also, I've never eaten an acai berry. Bowl? No, I've eaten bowls. I've had smoothies, never eaten a berry. I don't know what the berry tastes like, because I feel like the powder, or not the powder, sorry, the frozen concentrate that the acai berry stuff comes in, I feel like it's added sugar or it's concentrate, whatever it is. It just sort of like, I would like to know what the berry tastes like.
I would love.
If I'm not in Brazil.
I feel like you can find them really really easily in Manhattan, but I feel like it's really hard for me to find an acai bowl.
Right.
I would like one. There's one spot that does it in like Bushwick, but it's like, I'm not going to walk that far.
No.
For an acai bowl.
No, fuck that. Man, okay.
And I think theirs are like, because acai bowls are generally supposed to be like a $6 thing.
Yeah, I would say so. I think
and
so.
And it's like, I think this is like an $11 acai bowl.
There's a weird trend where people just eating smoothies as a, like with a spoon.
Yeah.
Like it's a smoothie and then with hard stuff on top of it. It's like, just make the smoothie.
Yeah.
Drink it.
I like the acai bowl though.
I that's too much.
I like the fruit. It's nice.
I agree. Fruit is nice.
Fruit is nice.
Fruit is nice.
Here's the thing about our podcast. We think fruit is nice. And if you think that we don't, we will fight you.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like, fucking square up.
Dude, if you think I don't think food is nice, catch these hands.
Mm-hmm. You fucking better get a glove, bitch.
Meet me. If you think that I don't think fruit is nice, drop a pin.
Yeah. What's up?
Drop a pin right now.
What is your home address?
Just tell me where you are. You're at the KFC? I'll fight you at the KFC.
Be there in a second.
You're at the Popeyes? I'll fight you at the Popeyes.
You a bagel boss?
You're at the Church's Chicken? I'll fight you at the Church's Chicken. You're at a Kennedy Fried Chicken?
Uh-huh.
Fight you at the Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Seems to be a trend here.
You're at the Texas Fried Chicken
and
ribs?
Oh, what is that?
That's the one that's like right over here.
Oh, Texas Fried Ribs.
Yeah. I'll fight you there.
Fight me.
If you're at a Raisin Cane's Chicken Strip restaurant.
I gotta be honest, I'm kind of surprised how many chicken restaurants you know.
I'll fight you there. You're at a Zaxby's.
Oh.
I'll fight you there.
Are you making these up?
Nope. You're at a Chick-fil-A. I'll fight you there.
Yeah. There's a new one in the city.
Chick-fil-A?
Mm-hmm.
I'll knock your ass out there. You're at a Nashville hot chicken restaurant.
Oh, yeah, like a truck. Like one of those fancy trucks.
Drop a pin.
Yeah.
Ain't no security at the truck.
Mm-mm.
Find me.
Mm-mm.
No. Drop the pin.
Drop the pin. I'll find you.
I'll come to you.
Yeah, dude. I asked someone someone said some shit to me on Twitter, and I'm like, what's your home address? And they didn't respond. I'm like, that's what's up.
That's a very funny question.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your home address?
Real quick.
Where
do you live? Because I'll settle. We can fix this right now.
Greyhound bus tickets are fairly inexpensive.
Yeah. And I got a lot of time on my hands.
I've got so much time on my hands. I'm thinking about replacing my feet.
With what?
Hands.
Okay. Because you. Yeah.
I need more hands for all the time
I have.
For
all the time you have. Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm thinking about putting watches around my ankles.
There you go. And you go, what time is it? And you just sit like an old man. They cross their ankle up all high.
Dude, I love crossing my ankle up all high.
I like to do it. My dad did it when I was a kid. Oh, he still does it.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him do it as a kid, and then I did it at a school, and then the kids were like looking at me weird. And I'm like, what's up? And they go, what's wrong? And I go, fucking, how much time do you have?
Dude, I love, I don't think it's such a thing anymore, but there was like a way that, there's a way that men cross their legs, and there's a way that women cross their legs. And like the way that men cross their legs is like the ankle on top of the knee.
Uh-huh, the big open.
The big open, and the way that women cross their legs is knee over knee.
That's ridiculous.
I like to do knee over knee.
I do both.
Yeah, I do both.
I do all four.
I'm bi. Mm-hmm. When it comes to crossing my legs.
Crossing my legs,
I'm bi.
I'll do it either way.
I'm pan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pan crossing my legs. Sexual.
Yeah, I like it. I like that you said those things.
Thank you.
I had to register it. I'm like, did I like it?
Did you like it? Listen, we don't have to have this conversation right now, but I am hungry.
Dude.
And I would like to get something to eat after the podcast.
What would you like to eat? Let's have this conversation, dog.
Dude, if we have the conversation of what we should eat after the podcast, on the podcast, zero listeners.
Absolutely zero. We have so many meals together.
Hey, email the podcast.
Yeah.
alittletimepod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an idea of what we should eat after we record this.
Yeah.
You might not get it in time. You might not get it in
it's
time.
It's definitely not going to be in time because we're recording this for probably 3 weeks from now. But also, we're going to be hungry in 3 weeks.
I'm going to be so hungry in 3 weeks because I won't eat until you email.
No, email, please.
I'm going to die.
My poor boy.
I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. I've always thought about stopping eating.
And dying or just like doing something else?
Just living and not eating.
Those people exist for a very short period of time.
Yeah. The people that just take in the sun.
Yeah, yeah, those fucking idiots.
The people that just think they can do photosynthesis.
It's so funny how stupid people are. Because I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I get here every week.
Yeah.
But these people fucking just hold on to plants and think that's going to do something.
They look at the sun and they're like, I'm not hungry anymore.
Like, what's...
How long can you live doing that?
How did you even get somebody to record you doing this before you died?
Yeah.
It's got to be some...
That's why Steve Jobs dead.
Yeah.
He only ate fruit.
He could have...
Steve Jobs only eat fruit.
He died of a very curable cancer.
Fruit cancer.
Fruit cancer.
Here's my thing about Steve Jobs. He only eat fruit, but he wear turtleneck.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
Answer the question, Steve.
I need to know.
Tell me, baby girl, because I need to know. Here's the thing. If Steve Jobs was alive...
I'd beat his ass. I'd fucking say, square up, you pencil neck geek. I'll fucking smack the shit out of you.
I'd drive up to Van Nuys, where the fuck Silicon Valley is.
Cupertino, California. Come, watch me, you beat that ass. I'd pretend I was so, hey, it's me, Steve Wozniak. And they're like, you don't look anything like him. I'm like, give me Steve Jobs.
I'm on a segue. Of course I'm Steve Wozniak.
It's me, the Woz. And I need access to Steve Jobs right now for fighting purposes. I mean, fuck, shit.
I'd wait for him to do one of those stupid fucking speeches in front of everyone and just be like, hey, dog, real quick, what's up? Put your hands up.
Hey, man. I got a conference for you. It's the conference between my fist and your face, you dumb bitch. I'm going to announce you your concussion. I hate you.
We're unveiling your ass whipping,
bitch. I guess I've been dropping, it's you, bitch, when I knock your ass out.
Here's some new developments. You're just fucking ass beating you're about to get, dog.
Hey, man, I got an update for you. You have to go to the hospital because I've beaten your ass.
Download this new app. My left hand and my fucking right hand.
Man, I'm glad you own Apple because you should have very good health insurance for after I whoop that ass. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but it doesn't help me beating that ass. And now you have to go to the doctor anyway.
Yeah, put a bunch of frozen beets on your head because I'm going to kick you in it.
Oh, I can't
Those
use my...
people wouldn't help him. We walked up to him and started beating his ass.
Who's going
to
stop
wait.
Me? Who will stop me?
No one at Apple
like,
can
maybe
beat
this
me
is
up.
Part of a new launch.
Mm-hmm.
I defend. They're like, he has to be signaling an app soon.
I got like, no. A thing Mm-mm. is happening. Where's no. the gear icon?
Dude.
You're going to toggle over.
I will
open general,
mm-hmm.
and you want to scroll down to mm-hmm. I'm getting my ass beat.
I will say this. Any CEO in the world, square up.
Ooh.
A lot of them will beat me.
I don't know if a lot of them would. I think a decent amount would.
Yeah.
Because
what percentage point of CEOs do you think would beat me?
I would say 18 to 38%.
Mm-hmm. I was going in the 20s, so yeah, that's in the range.
Okay. I think there's a lot of them are kind of those crazy people that wake up at 4 a.m. and work out.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
like
mean...
You know who I think I'd have a hard time with?
Who?
Richard Branson.
Branson seems wild and kind of risky and can take a punch.
He's like a guy who does
free diving.
Free diving.
Yeah. I think that character from Along Comes Polly is him.
Is him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he can breathe under pressure. He's like, what's up? Let's have an experience.
Yeah.
But then there's also like CEOs like Ben and Jerry's. And you fucking mop the floor with those two idiots.
Dude, I'd do a handicap match. Ben and Jerry versus me.
Mm-hmm. Can I corner you?
You can corner me as much as you want.
Sick.
I'll fucking crack their heads together like two coconuts.
Uh-huh.
Hey, here's a new flavor, you dumb bitch. It's called Busted Coconut. Fuck you.
What's another company? I can't think of one. Well, the known CEO.
I could whip Bill Gates' ass.
Dude, Bill Gates is such a coward.
Warren Buffett, he's going down.
Warren Buffett can fucking straight up
eat it down.
That's the thing. Age is an issue.
Yeah. Here's another person I have a problem with. Mark Cuban.
Oh, dude,
he's
the
big.
Cube is big.
Mark Cuban's big.
He works out.
He'd get me. Yeah.
Mr. Wonderful? I don't know if he's a CEO, but I'd
knock
fine.
Him around.
Yeah, you'd be
Did,
fine.
He got nothing on me.
Go,
I'd hold him by his tie, and I'd use it to pull his face closer for me to hit.
That's fun.
Yeah. I think I'd have a problem with Dana White.
Dana White, yeah.
I'd have a problem with him. He's big.
He's big, and his face is so red.
Yeah.
Because
he's the CEO of fighting. CEO Vince McMahon would be a real tough...
Dude,
think
he's crazy.
Fucking,
I wouldn't
crazy.
I wouldn't want
But he's
fight.
Old.
Yeah.
He's but, old, and he's had two blown ACLs.
Man,
but he's like still a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
But they could just be show muscles.
For sure. What about who's the we were talking about the last episode, the guy from T-Mobile.
Oh, that guy, John Legere.
John Legere or Legere.
I'd take him out. He's soft.
Yeah, email us any CEOs that you would want us to fight and we kind of break down the scenario.
Here's the thing.
How about Jeff Bezos?
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, I don't know.
He's gotten a little bit
I think
a
he's
little
gotten,
swelled up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think 10 years ago.
Five
I
years
got
ago.
His ass.
I think even five
years
ago.
I got his ass.
Divorced? Bezos? Nah, man.
I think he's kind of muscly. I think he has like a weird... Here's the thing. When you're a bald guy, you got to be really careful about your neck getting too wide.
Right.
And I think he's on the... I think he's on the...
Spectrum.
On the spectrum. I think Jeff Bezos is on the spectrum of having too wide of a neck.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Jeff Bezos, I think, would be tough.
Yeah, there's one picture that he's got a little muscle.
Yeah, dude, he's like
now
he's
that
real,
he's divorced,
he's
real the
gym. He's real vascular. Oh, I could definitely whoop Elon Musk. Ain't no way he couldn't take me.
Okay, what about
he's too busy reading and thinking,
bitches.
And I'm in here learning the blade.
What's the CEO of Twitter, Jack?
Oh, dude, yeah, he doesn't eat.
He doesn't eat.
He like oh he has like a crazy diet that he put out and it's like oh this is an eating disorder.
Jack Dorsey. You
I'd
have
fucking
a
whip his
glorified
ass.
Eating disorder because you have so much money you need to impose difficulties on your life. Man, people money makes you.
Yeah. Zuckerberg done.
Oh dude,
knock his head clean off.
That video of him.
Yeah, he does like
barbecuing it, like, is so funny.
It's so funny. He's not a person.
No, he's not a person.
Yeah,
he's also just autistic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so over it.
Don't go down this road. I know what you're going to do.
I know.
Don't go down this road.
Fine.
Damn it. Yeah.
Tell me, baby girl, is that a gun?
Yeah. The headline is Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says he only eats one meal a day.
Get the fuck out of my face. What is it with these people? He ain't growed his beer out.
And people are concerned he might have an eating disorder.
Yeah, of course he has an eating disorder.
Let's see.
I don't. I mean, once a day.
Yeah, he eats one meal a day, dinner during the work week,
what?
And then, so like Monday to Friday.
Yeah, I know what that. Yeah,
he
yeah.
only eats dinner, and then fasts on the weekends.
Wow, what an idiot! What a dumb, fucking thing to do.
There's no way. I couldn't knock him out then.
No, he's so famished.
He's famished.
Wearing all those fucking turtlenecks. What is with rich white idiots? And they just go, black turtleneck.
I kind of want to get a black turtleneck.
That's my
though.
Thing. I'm going to be Steve Jobs?
Mm-hmm.
What's his cousin?
Jack Dorsey?
What's the woman from...
Crazy Eyes?
Crazy Eyes? The fuck is her name?
I don't know.
Crazy Eyes from the
machine.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
I know
machine.
What you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy Eyes from
the machine. I want to make sure everyone here knows. Machine the documentary, the blood machine.
Blood machine documentary.
Blood machine documentary, Crazy Eyes, blonde woman. Who talks like an insane person.
Yeah, fake voice.
Fake voice, crazy eyes, blonde woman, blood machine.
Mm-hmm.
Officer. No, yeah, help me. This woman robbed me. What did she look like? Dude, crazy eyes.
Damn it.
Elizabeth.
Holmes.
I want to say Elizabeth Banks, but Elizabeth Banks is a wonderful actress.
I googled blood machine. Not even close to it coming up. Elizabeth Holmes
from...
I could beat her ass.
Dude, oh, God. I bet you wouldn't.
You think I wouldn't?
She's crazy.
But that doesn't matter.
Okay.
You know crazy only matters up to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
The willingness to fight.
Right.
It doesn't give you more skill.
No. But, yeah, for, to a degree. There's some people that are so crazy.
But then they're also, yeah.
Whatever. You want to do some questions?
I guess. I mostly want to list off CEOs I can beat up, but I think I said all the CEOs on now.
I really like the thing where you talked about all the apps of beating up the...
Yeah.
That was really fun. That was a good highlight
fun.
Of the podcast.
Yeah. Guys, go back and listen about 5
Just
minutes.
Just listen to that again.
To
that
part
fun.
Again.
That should be the podcast.
Yeah. Okay, do you have some questions?
Because
I don't have any. In front of me. Or behind me.
Or behind you. I got some little, two little ones.
I think there's another one in the DMs from a couple.
Okay, I'll look at that one too.
Yeah.
Do you guys have matching tattoos? Please say yes. From our friend Irene.
We don't.
We do not. We have been in the same room with each other while I get tattooed.
But no.
But we don't have any matching tattoos. If we were to get a matching tattoo, what we I feel like we
it was a yin yang that's on fire.
A yin yang on fire, I think, is what we're gonna we would get. I think that's fucking,
I really like that.
You like that, right? It's pretty cool. All right, we'll get that one day. Feel free to donate to the podcast, and we'll get that tattoo for a bit.
Uh huh.
All right, and Camille asks, "What's your favorite superhero?" I don't like comic books.
Uh huh.
I only like comic book movies because there are hot people hitting and fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite super... I think Green Lantern is cool because his power is imagination, basically.
God.
So he could, like, fly. He could shoot things. He can shield himself or themselves.
Yeah.
You got to take the sunglasses off.
No, I'm recording the rest of the episode with sunglasses
I really
on.
Don't like it.
Why?
I don't know.
What if I wear them like this?
That's worse. And they're my... okay.
They're not yours. You gave them to me. You gave them to me.
Okay, fair. I think Green Lantern...
Pull that bullshit on.
But he's only had bad movies.
You didn't like the Seth Rogen one?
There was a Seth Rogen one?
The Seth Rogen Green Lantern.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's really bad,
Is
apparently.
It really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You saw it?
Green Hornet.
That's like Green Lantern.
No, yeah. Really that's Green Hornet.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm. Was there another Green Lantern after What's-His-Face's?
Yeah. Well, no. Just the one.
Just
garbage.
The one with What's-His-Face.
It was so bad.
Okay.
With who?
Ryan Reynolds.
Who I like.
Which is weird that he got to do another superhero movie.
Someone else has gotten to be two superheroes. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck's gotten to be two superheroes.
Also, the guy who just played Thanos.
Josh Brolin. Yep. Yeah, he was Cable and Thanos.
Yep. But what's Cable from?
Cable's from TV.
X-Men.
But that movie was like successful, right?
Yes.
So, Ben Affleck was Daredevil.
He was Daredevil and Batman.
But Daredevil didn't do that well.
It bombed.
So it didn't do that well.
At the time, it did okay for comic book movies.
Yeah, but it's become like a joke movie.
Very much so.
Yeah, and then Green Lantern did really poorly.
Uh huh.
And then he got to be Deadpool.
Uh huh.
So it's. Why not somebody else? But also, the Deadpool movies are good. So it's like,
fine.
I mean, they're fine.
I believe he wrote it, and so
Deadpool?
He became,
that makes sense.
That's like, that was his like small pet project, and then all of a sudden it just took off.
Yeah, they're like, there's only so many white guys with square jaws we can use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not a white guy.
Yeah, so I say Green Lantern.
Green Lantern's your favorite.
But I don't give a shit. Daredevil, because he, like, his dad was a boxer.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. And the Netflix show is so good, and the fight scenes are so fucking good in that.
Oh, yeah.
It's
the first
really
season
impressive.
Oh, my God. Some of the best fight scenes.
So good.
My favorite superhero.
Oh, God damn it.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, boy.
Can we delete this episode?
Yeah.
Yes, queen. Who else? If you think about her, she's kind of like Magneto because she broke out of jail.
Oh, boy. Okay.
No,
I liked
it.
Hillary for prison. She didn't go.
That was a reach, but okay. I'll allow it.
No.
Your favorite superhero should be Mr. Fantastic, because that was a reach.
Hey, there it is. Honey. That's so much better.
Thank you so much. You fucking bitch.
I think my I don't know. I don't know if he's my favorite. I just think Gambit from X-Men's kind of cool.
Gambit is cool.
You get to do a funny
kind
Cajun
French.
Voice.
Kind of what?
Cajun.
Yeah, he's like, mon ami.
Yeah. I don't know how to
throws
do Cajun
playing
voice.
Cards.
Yeah,
he charges up things and throws them.
Yeah, he
that's cool.
Yeah.
I wish someone would do a better
Gambit.
Yeah.
Like give him more.
Yeah.
Because he's only had like
little. One little scene.
Yeah.
What was that in?
I think it was two movies he had like small scenes, and one of the two, it was like you wouldn't even know who it was if you missed the first like introduction, like a quick like.
Was it Captain America?
No. It was I don't remember. One of the X-Men.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. And it was just like
it's weird.
It
he's
was
not in
great.
That.
All he did was fly a plane. That was it. That's
weird.
All he did. Yeah.
Weird. He was
it
a good
was
character.
So dumb.
Yeah.
I feel like my favorite if I get to pick a superpower.
Yeah.
Power.
Superpower
would be teleportation.
Okay.
That'd be my power.
I'd do Mr. Fantastic, but just on my penis.
Mm-hmm. And you just like get it in there and go...
Hello. My superpower would be $300. I could just immediately... I could just conjure $300.
So here's like... I think every superpower should have a caveat where... Let's say with Nightcrawler, I don't think like
he could Jake Gyllenhaal movie.
The Jake Gyllenhaal movie. It was a real creep. No, like you could he could teleport, but I think he could only do it so much before he got exhausted.
Yeah.
Could you just keep doing it?
It's like, you know how long it takes you to like get stuff out of the ATM? Uh-huh. It's like that length. So it's like a 90-second thing.
A 90-second delay.
So it's like it's like I get $300 and then I kind of got to wait, and then sometimes there's someone in front of me in the line.
Oh, that's so stupid.
And then it takes a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I can get $300.
It'd be funny if the caveat you had to use the $300 where you could make new $300.
Here's the caveat. I don't know how it's going to come.
Oh, like pesos?
So it's always 300 American dollars.
Uh-huh.
But it's like I get $300. Sometimes I get three $100 bills.
Okay.
And then sometimes I get a bag of loose pennies.
The denomination you don't get to choose.
No.
That's funny.
I want $300. And then it's like I'm like a bunch of ones.
A bunch of nickels or something.
Yeah. And they don't come wrapped.
Oh, Jesus.
It's just a sack of nickels.
Ugh.
Sock full of quarters.
Oh, so even the container is
different. I do not know how I'm gonna get it. Sometimes it's one $100 bill and then a bunch of $2 bills.
Uh-huh.
Which is annoying.
That's annoying. Huh. All right.
Yeah. It's never a check because then it's like I have to go get cash. Yeah.
Okay, so we got a pretty good question. A longer question.
And then...
Sorry.
Wait.
Please.
Yeah. What would you say, before we get to the next, if we're talking about superheroes, what's your favorite, like, either franchise or... I know you love Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok was great.
But it's like, do you like the Thor...
No.
I don't care about Thor. I just think Thor Ragnarok is a funny movie.
I think Taiki Waikiki... I think it's... he did a great job.
Yeah.
He's so funny. The Kronk, I think, is the character's name.
Yeah.
Favorite character from almost
anything. That's the one he plays, right?
The one he plays.
Yeah.
Favorite character from almost anything that's ever happened.
I've been told, because he's Australian and Chris Hemsworth is Australian, there's a lot of, like, Australian Easter eggs in the movie.
Oh.
Like, references to Australian media and culture that only Australians and, like, New Zealanders.
They play Aka
Daka. That's the one we get.
That's what we get.
But yeah, apparently there's like a bunch of like...
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I think that's half of the fun of making a movie is all the Easter eggs.
Little Easter eggs.
Yeah. So if we made a movie, what would be the first Easter egg you'd put into a movie?
Oh, man. Oh, I don't know.
So a bunch of t-shirts?
Yeah, I mean, there'd be like a lot of t-shirts.
T-shirt-based Easter eggs?
Yeah. Just like... It's like how... Seth Rogen in 40-Year-Old Virgin has all the different like
band shirts
and stuff. I think it'd be something like
that. The
character
would have a bunch of your t-shirts.
Yeah. Something like that. Or like, what's his name from X-Files? The Lone Gunman? It's like the blonde guy with the long hair and the glasses.
I don't know this.
He has a bunch of cool band shirts on also.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Huh. Mine would be protein powders.
Just in the
different
back?
Different vegan protein powders in the back, jugs everywhere.
That'd be fun. I feel like you're gonna, if you ever write a movie, which would be so hard because words are difficult.
No, thank you. Yeah.
No matter what the movie is, there will be a scene of someone doing jujitsu.
There has to be.
Like you can like. So I'm imagining in my head the movie The Breakup, starring Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston.
Uh-huh.
But just for some reason, someone is training jujitsu at one point, and it doesn't have anything to do with the story.
No. I'd have to get. Yeah, it would, and I would hire like. Hickson. Like, I'd fucking use that as, like, a way to befriend Hickson.
I think it would have to be one of those scenes. You know how, like, if it's a scene of, like... So, like, they're broken up.
Yeah.
They're in two different places.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, is, like, the camera pans between there, where she is,
mm-hmm.
and then goes through all the houses that are in between the two of them, and you see everyone's lives in the houses.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it's like, oh, here's Jennifer Aniston. Here's a family watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy in, like, a weird gimp mask, because that's always, like, a weird thing that you see.
Yeah.
And then, like, here's someone doing jujitsu, and then it's just, like, so, like, that's the...
Right. Yeah. It'd definitely be that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'll have, like, someone wearing a Smith Street shirt.
Yeah.
Or, like, what's something that I care about? My ex-girlfriend would be in it.
There it is.
Funny.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do this question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's a pretty good. It's a long question. Okay. This is from someone who's asked before. I don't feel comfortable saying a name for this kind of question.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, got a question for the next recording session, if that's all right. I'm experiencing a completely new life thing, and no one's opinion or advice matters more than yours. Thank you so much.
That shouldn't be it.
What? I think it's very smart.
It's very nice,
uh-huh.
But we don't know anything.
What do you do when you have a disgusting crush on a girl who's already has a boyfriend? Do I shoot my shot and see if she'd leave him, or do I wait? Both options feel bad. If I can't get to this in the next episode, no big deal. Love you both. A, love you so much. Thank you so much for
thank you. We appreciate
that.
We appreciate that so much.
So if you have a crush on someone but they're in a relationship, what do you do? Do you wait?
I say you become so unbelievably attractive that they have to cheat on their partner with you, but they stay in that relationship.
Man, I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more.
Okay.
Also, I don't want to date anyone, though.
Okay, so what you should
do... But this person seems like they want to date this person.
So from my personal experience, what you should do is you should have sex with someone.
Yes.
And then they break up with their boyfriend and then start dating you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of didn't know that they were dating their boyfriend still when you had sex with them.
Oh, okay.
They just do that.
Does it bother you?
Not particularly.
Because... I've never cheated on anyone.
Yeah.
I've never cheated on anyone. But I've been the person someone who's cheated on their boyfriend with.
Yeah.
And I find that very sexy.
Of course you do.
But I would never date that person because they cheated on their boyfriend.
Yeah.
Even though it was with me. I'm like, no, if you're willing to cross that line, that line, you're
a habitual line stepper.
You're a habitual line stepper.
Yeah.
So I can't, I will not, I can't date someone who's done that.
Nah, I don't care, man.
You don't care?
No.
Because
here's the thing. If I'm going to date someone, they, you know my stance. Everything's a 50-50 shot.
Everything is 50-50.
So either they're going to cheat on me or they're going to not cheat on me.
Interesting.
And that's the gamble you have in a relationship.
Have you been cheated on? Do you know if you've been cheated on?
I believe I have.
Yeah.
And then also I've had open relationships where the person has broken the rules.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask what rule? You don't have to answer, obviously.
No, it was fine. I was,
I just don't know this.
Yeah. It was, I was dating someone who was a comedian, mm-hmm. and the rule was they were not allowed to have sex with other comedians from New York City.
Got it.
And they did it, but they're like, well, it was in a different city.
That doesn't, okay. Mm,
that's
okay.
Not it.
That's not it. Okay.
That's not it. And they thought that this person was at, since they're at, a different level of fame.
Oh. Well, that's almost an insult then.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's
interesting.
Yeah. So I think... I'm sorry.
No,
but
please.
I just think either the person is going to... This is not really pertaining to the question anymore. But I think either the person is going to cheat on you or they're not. And that's it. And mm-hmm. that's the gamble you take in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then how you feel about it afterwards is how you feel about it.
Would you feel different about me as your friend if you knew I cheated on someone?
No.
Okay.
Wouldn't care.
Okay.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Would you feel different about me?
No.
Yeah.
I love you, though.
Yeah.
You're, in my opinion, you have crossed to over a certain line where you're basically family.
So there's only...
I was going to say, I have a question.
Yeah.
So
please.
You both would obviously still love each other. Would you still be like, oh, man, don't do that, or something
if
like that?
If he asked my advice? Or yeah. If I found out, if I was dating someone.
Yeah.
And I told... Can I tell you almost everything?
Yeah.
And if I told you... Would you be like, oh, man?
I think it would depend on who you were dating.
Yeah.
Who you cheated on them with.
Yeah.
How far into the relationship you are. I think that there's not much you could do that would change my opinion of you.
Fair, yeah.
Other than, really bad shit.
Yeah.
If you move my shirts.
Sure.
If
yeah.
you move my shirts around, if you unalphabetize my records, I'd be friendship over.
Didn't put the VHSs back?
Didn't, yeah. Didn't okay. rewind.
Yeah. So in terms of
didn't
advice
rewind.
For this.
advice that took for a second, but that was a good joke.
Just be kind.
Just be a nice person.
Just be kind.
Right. Be a guy.
Be kind. Be a guy and rewind my tapes.
Yeah. in terms of advice for this specific person and situation, I would say first, make sure you make it obvious that the person understand that you are not only attracted to them, but willing to be in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
That's, I think, a huge thing, because to make someone or to expect someone to leave a relationship that for all intents and purposes is a healthy and positive relationship to just sleep with you is quite a big ask. But
yeah.
if you're saying, hey, I want to be with you, that's kind of a safer jump to make.
Yeah.
So, make sure you make it known. B, can you beat up their boyfriend? That's to me
the biggest
thing.
Question.
That and you know what? I can.
And for me, 50-50 shot.
And you know what? I will for you.
Yeah. That's called a smart friendship.
Yeah.
You befriend a man who's better at fighting than you, mm-hmm. and one, he probably won't fight you anymore.
No, because you're friends.
Because you're friends. And two, he will now fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wonder how much I should disclose.
I'd say go for it as long as you don't say any names.
Right. I was with someone
sexually.
Sexually.
Nice.
Who
yeah.
was who I knowingly was cheating on their boyfriend with me.
Yeah. You knew that she was in a relationship.
There's a couple caveats that I won't explain why I made my I was okay with it.
Here's how I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
They wanted to have sex with me.
Yeah.
And I thought that was cool.
That was cool.
And then I did it.
Uh-huh. And I really wanted to have sex with them too.
Yeah.
And
also sometimes I don't even particularly care to have sex with them.
Here's my thing lately. It's cooler to do than to not do.
Hey, listen. Mountain Dew's slogan isn't don't the do.
Absolutely true.
It's do the do.
It's do the do. But I think that, yeah, I guess like I said, make it apparent. I say shoot your shot. And but be willing to take on certain responsibilities vis-a-vis an ass kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the emotional... what's the word?
I don't know.
Emotional baggage that comes with someone knowingly leaving a relationship for you. Because I feel like that puts a lot on the table, like a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Because someone who's single and you start dating, like, oh, whatever, I was single before, whatever. There's yeah. nothing else attached to it. But someone leaving a relationship to be with you, kind of you need to be able to be like, this needs to be good all the time or right away or something
yeah.
to make it worthwhile.
I think it's a lot of pressure to put on a relationship.
Yeah.
Like from the go. Because what if you start dating and you're like, oh, this sucks.
Right. Which absolutely could happen.
This sucks ass. Which is, for me, has never happened because I've never had a bad relationship.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And
Mike's nose just started bleeding.
Man, one eye fell out. I had to push it back in. But yeah, I say, I don't know. I think to go in Navy SEAL style.
Mm-hmm.
And to like dive under the water and get out and be like, I'm your boyfriend.
Right.
Like, I'm your girlfriend now. And I don't know. I think it's a lot to ask of someone. And I feel like, yeah, you got to know that they're as into it as you are.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So
absolutely.
If you have a big crush on someone and they are dating someone else and they have also not expressed any interest in you,
mm-hmm.
you're really just torturing yourself.
Right. Which, hey, love to.
You're yeah, also yeah, yeah. taking a huge risk on like that friendship.
Yeah.
Because if you cross yeah. that line, there may or may not be any going back.
No,
and I think
point.
That's a problem that I have. Is
really?
No, but I mean, like, the problem I have is, like, if I'm, like, into someone
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh, no, thank you. I'm immediately like, okay. And now we can just, like, the friendship is still fine.
Yeah.
Usually.
Right.
But huh. I feel like a lot of people, like, the other person is, like, weirded out by it. And I'm just like, oh, no, I did the thing and I said it and you said no.
And that's cool.
And okay.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
But I think that takes, oddly enough, I hate to say this to you, a very mature person.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, when they if they get said no, they feel very vulnerable and kind of stupid.
Oh, well,
feel,
yeah, you're going to feel that a little
feel
bit.
It, but
yeah.
you should...
you get over it.
You get over... I think that's part of the gamble of going, okay, if they say no, I got to be okay with these feelings that are going to come.
That's why you never tell anyone how you truly feel,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot get hurt.
Absolutely.
It's called the best offense... is a good defense.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say gun. Yeah.
The best offense is a good defense and a gun.
And go, hey, move over. And
hey,
go,
oh, hey, motherfucker, I want to be your boyfriend. Hey, bitch, I want to try to be your boyfriend.
That's so funny. That's from... don't be a menace.
Don't be a menace where they dance with the guns on each other's heads?
No, when he goes, give me your number. He has for a number with a gun in the face. That's very funny. So I say go for it. Mike, you say go for it?
No. I say I think this is a situation that has to be dealt with like white gloves.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is like appraising a painting
mm-hmm.
in that I don't want any part of it. But no, I think it's a
fake.
Thing. Yeah, I think it's a thing where you're like, you really have to find out if they feel the same as you.
Yeah, I think that would be the move. Just have that conversation. Be like, hey, I have a crush on you. And just see, like, maybe be playful, get a feel for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there's like, oh, haha, and like, play it off, like, maybe you don't do it.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
right.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
there's
yeah.
nothing wrong with being like, hey, I definitely have a crush on you, and just like seeing where that goes. But again, you're still, oh, that's a tough spot.
How would you feel about someone telling your partner that?
Oh, furious.
Yeah. Like, you would get, like, all fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Real big about it?
I'll pretend I'm not, but I'm going to get fucking, like, hey, you crossed the line, and now we have to deal with that.
So you would pretend to your girlfriend's face that you're fine with it, and then you try to fight the guy?
I would pretend to my girlfriend that it's not as big deal to me as it is. I would let her know I don't like it, but I'd probably hide how aggro it would make me.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'm a jealous person. Like, if I'm dating someone, which is so sick, and they're like, I'm going to go to, what would I say? Because if someone's like, I'm going to go have drinks with a guy, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
If I'm going to go, if let's say there's someone that I knew that liked her.
Yeah.
And she went to a gathering, and who's going to be there? I probably wouldn't be that upset by her or get tight by it. Yeah. I trust her. I would assume she was not going to cheat on me.
Yeah.
If she came back and was like, so-and-so was hitting on me a little too much.
Then you
I'd
would,
be like, oh, really? Okay.
Then you would take that as a disrespect.
I would take that as a disrespect to both of us.
Yeah.
To her and to
myself. Your relationship.
To our relationship.
Oh, you think my relationship is this weak? That you can do this?
And you think I'm weak.
And you think I'm weak. You think I'm a little bitch boy.
Yeah. And
Steve Jobs.
And you're fucking...
Steve Jobs is trying to fuck my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, we have hit a nerve.
Yeah.
I like to pretend that I'm mature enough to be like, well, everyone has their feelings, but it's like, I want to fight you.
Yeah.
I want to fight you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I have a lovely girlfriend right now.
Lovely.
If a man looks at her, I will challenge him to a fight.
Good.
Look at her. We got a problem.
You allow a look and a look away. Because if something's moving, I'm going to look.
No.
No.
If she's ordering food from you, you look at the ground.
Okay. Even if you're not in the vicinity?
No. If you're a man near her, avert your eyes.
Fair enough.
That's my stance.
That's your stance. I get it.
If I'm in a relationship, avert your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Hmm.
And I've been in open relationships where people are just allowed to fuck my girlfriend, but don't look at her.
Don't fucking look at her.
Fucking
cover up.
Put a mask on.
Come on. Blindfolded.
Be a guy.
Be a guy.
Here's the thing. Be a guy.
It's crazy how much people are not being a guy right now.
Be a guy. Put on a sleep mask.
Sleep mask.
And then fuck my girlfriend.
You can wear a nice one.
Wear whatever one you want. You can tie an old tube sock around your head. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Don't look at her.
Don't look at her.
Just don't fucking look at her. Yeah, eat her pussy. Be a fucking guy about it.
You better fucking eat her pussy.
You better make her come.
You better make my girlfriend come.
Here's the thing. If I'm in an open relationship,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to fuck my girlfriend, you have to make her come.
If you don't make her come, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
I'm going to beat your ass if you don't make my girlfriend come.
Absolutely.
And also, if I marry her, make my wife come.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
I think it's fair.
I think it's totally fair.
In this economy?
Because if she's stepping out,
yeah,
she better get her rocks off.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Because she's going to come back to me all mad.
Yeah.
And I don't need that energy in my home.
Oh, I got a woman who hasn't come in my house closing cabinets all loud now.
Oh.
Hey, buddy, do your job.
Yeah. Sorry, you picked them.
It's not my. This ain't on me.
Not on me at all.
Nuh-uh. That's what I say.
Hey,
go out in the garage.
Yep.
Pop one off. Come back in here with a better attitude.
Either
that's
pop
what
it
I
off
say.
In the garage or go in the forest and take your anger out on a tree. But I don't fucking need that energy around my house.
Yeah.
My home. My marital
here,
home.
You're coming in here huffing and puffing, and I let you fuck another guy,
mm-mm.
and you're being rude about it to me.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
Also, we are out of toilet paper, and we do need some. So please put it on the shopping list.
I would like to. Thank you so much.
You'd like to have a marital home?
Oh, that seems nice. A marital home seems nice. A home seems cool.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking a wife seems cool.
What if it's somebody else's wife?
That's what I meant. That's literally
I'll tell
what
you, it's
I
pretty
meant.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fucking someone's wife.
I've done it. It's great.
Is awesome.
Big
I'd like
fan.
To do more often. Yeah, we're all big fans of it.
Listen, if you got a wife and she needs fucking, call one of the boys.
Hit mm-hmm. us up. That's the next level of podcast fandom.
Letting
us fuck your wife. And I don't want you there watching. I don't need that. I don't want you taking my tricks.
Mm-mm.
I got a whole
Give me your wife.
Give me your wife, dog.
Hey.
She's obviously.
Hey, let me hold that.
Let me
hold that wife.
Why don't you go take a walk?
Buddy, take a lap.
Take a jog. Yeah.
Be a guy. Take a lap. Let me pop one off.
Let us pop one off.
Me and your wife, we're going to come at the same time, and it's going to be a thing you're going to have to think about.
Mm-hmm.
See, now I'm being disrespectful to the guy who let me fuck his wife.
But they both want it.
They want us to have a connection?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's that layer of cuck where it's like, okay, I want you to fucking plow my wife, but I also want you to develop an emotional connection on an equal playing field of care and respect.
Yeah. I don't want to be cucked.
No.
But I do want a guy to give my girlfriend a bunch of money.
Is
I want her to have like a pay pig.
Oh, okay.
I want her to be a findom.
Yeah.
I want that.
I would like that for myself.
I don't want to do any of the work.
Oh, I
want
to
reap all the
that.
Benefits.
What kind of work would she have to be doing?
She has to text him like, hey, little piggy, fuck you, or like whatever.
I'll do that.
Yeah. No. I'm busy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm super busy.
Pay pig.
If I can admonish my pay pig during business hours while I'm at my other job, I'll do that.
Okay. So you'd have work hours.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I can financially dominate you from about 8:30 to 4:30.
How much would you need? $300.
$300. The answer is $300.
A week?
The answer is $300.
Got it. I'm so sorry.
I would need $300 when I snap my fingers. That's how I get my superpower.
Oh,
I get a pay
pig. Yeah. Huh.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a little annoyed.
Yeah.
Online when I see people just like posting their Amazon wish lists and stuff.
Yeah.
But also, if people would buy me stuff from one, I'd post it every day.
Yeah.
So.
But.
I think I'm only mad because I am jealous that I can't do it.
That's why I'm only mad about anything.
Yeah.
Amazon supports ICE though, so fuck Amazon.
But what about ISIS?
I think
ICE is bad.
Which is worse?
ICE or ISIS?
I think ICE is worse. ISIS did like two things 6 years ago.
They're doing bad stuff in a country I don't live in.
Yeah.
I say to my life,
yeah, exactly.
ICE is worse.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a Hispanic person.
You're a Hispanic person,
mm-hmm.
And I am your friend.
One of my best friends.
Yeah. And also, this week, we found out Italian people
Personal
are POCs.
Color. POC, congratulations.
So, I'm about to get iced. That's what they call it. That's what they call it when a guy from ICE makes you drink a Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah. All right. It's a whole bit we're doing. You're like, I hate you guys.
They go like, hey, can I come into your house? And they're like, do you have a warrant? And they go, yeah, it's right here. And then they show you the bottle cap. And then you have to drink it.
That's so funny. I'm Diego Lopez.
I'm Micah Brucey.
We love you.
We love you so much. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
We have one.
We have one. You can follow us on all social media. Mm-hmm. I'm on at Micah Brucey. I'm at Micah Brucey on all social media.
I'm this Diego Lopez.
And you can follow us at A Little Time Pod.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us, alittletimepod@gmail.com. You can also rate and review.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Our podcast.
Let me
be
see
cool.
If we have any
We're
new
on Spotify
ones.
Now.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Also, I can't say that enough. It's really important for you to do that. It's great. It allows us to see that y'all are listening and doing cool stuff and interacting.
Is there any reviews that we
I'm
should
checking
do that?
Right now.
Yeah.
It helps us.
Yeah, I think everyone.
But yeah, we are on Spotify now, which is cool. I don't know if it'll do anything. But listen, you can find us
this
there.
Is really
listen.
Good. Yeah. I Love Bees wrote. The best true crime podcast I've ever listened
God
to.
God damn it.
And they gave the rating 69 stars.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We love you. Please do
BrainMachineNetwork.com also.
Bye.
Yep. Okay, bye. Rest in peace.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.